Aloha mai, o kainani ko uinoa, and welcome to Papa Olelo Hawaii, Makahiki Ekahi Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nā Kai E Walu Mokuna E Ono, Chapter 6. E ho'o maka kākou, let's begin. The Papa Olelo in this mokuna is about eating, and central to eating in Hawaiian culture is poi. Poi is also known as ai in Hawaiian, which also means to eat. The word ai can also refer to any starch eaten as a major part of a meal. One's daily food in Hawaiian is ka'ai me ka'ia, poi and fish. While ia means fish, it also refers to a main dish eaten with poi like moa, or chicken. The traditional Hawaiian way of eating poi is to put a large umeke, or wooden bowl of poi, in the middle of the pākaukau, and surrounded with various umeke of ia of various kinds, including pua'a, or pig, and āholehole, a kind of fish. Those eating around the umeke poi put some of the ia on their own plate, but eat the poi from the common umeke. As the major part of the Hawaiian diet, ai of a household must always be plentiful, enough not only for those who are expected at the aina, or meal, but also for anyone who might arrive unexpectedly at the hale. Special care of and respect for poi is also important because according to Hawaiian tradition, the kalo, or taro plant, from which poi is made, is genealogically the older brother of human beings through Haloa Nakalau Kapalili, the first kalo, and Haloa, the first Hawaiian. People do not argue or talk about things that might upset the harmony of others eating in the presence of the poi. If such things need to be aired, people go elsewhere to talk, or at the very least, cover the poi bowl. Please review the Papa Olelo, or the vocabulary list of Mokuna E Ono, in Nā Kai E Walu before listening to this podcast, and learn the vocabulary. Much of it revolves around food and eating, and you will encounter much of it in this podcast as well as the next one. The use of the ka'i, ka and ke, distinguishes the meaning of some words as noted in the following examples. E ho'opili mai. Ke pa, the plate. Ka pa, the wall. Ke pola, the bowl. Ka pola, the flap on a malo. Be sure to memorize the appropriate ka'i of such irregular words. The use of ano, which means kind or type, before words like pōloli is another example of leaving out of, discussed earlier in this mokuna. E ho'opili mai. Ano vela ke ia. This is kind of hot. Ano huhu o lehua. Lehua is kind of angry. Ano pōloli au. I am kind of hungry. Let's try a couple of these kinds of pepeke. Say you are kind of scared. Ai, ano maka'u oe. Say keoni is kind of full. Ai, ano ma'ona o keoni. Say, the food is kind of cooled off. Ai, ano ma'alili ka mea ai. Mai ka'i. In English, people often answer questions with kind of, as in, are you hungry? Kind of. Using the word ano by itself in this way is not done in Hawaiian and is a sign of English influence. To express the same meaning in Hawaiian, the condition asked about is repeated in the response after ano, followed by the word no. Listen to the following example. Kapalai says, Pololi oe e na leo. Are you hungry, na leo? Na leo says, Ano pololi no? Kind of. Now I'll ask the question and you will respond. Answer it using ano appropriately. Ma ona oe? Ai, ano ma ona no? Makau oe? Ai, ano makau no? Maikai. In English, verb endings convey whether an action is performed regularly, is being performed now, is going to be performed tomorrow, or was performed yesterday. I eat, which is habitual. I am eating, now. I am going to eat, tomorrow. I ate, yesterday. In Hawaiian, maka painu serve a similar function in the pepeke painu with slight differences in perspective. We will begin to learn Hawaiian maka painu with three basic distinctions. Ua painu. Ua painu marks completion. With hamani and hehele, the usual English equivalents are past tense and different forms of the perfect tense, marked with a form of the word have. E ho'opili mai. Ua aiau. I ate, I have eaten, I had eaten. Ua au au oia. She bathed, she has bathed, she had bathed. Ua ku ai o Moana. Moana bought, Moana has bought, Moana had bought. Mai kai. Ua painu with a'ano. An a'ano preceded by ua may be translated using the English present or past, depending on the context. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. Ua nani kahale. The house was beautiful. The house is beautiful. The house has become beautiful. Ua vela kamea ai. The food was hot. The food is hot. The food has become hot. Now let's translate a few pepeke using hamani, hehele, and a'ano with the maka painu ua. How would you say, my friend cooked? Ai, ua kuke ko'u ho'aloha. The Chinese food is cooked and ready to eat. Ai, ua mo'a ka mea ai pāke. Kimo brought the pig meat. Ai, ua lawe mai o Kimo I ka i'o pua'a. She is hungry. That is, she has reached the state of being hungry. Ai, ua pōloli oia. Mai kai. People who learn Hawaiian as a second language frequently equate ua with past tense, but as you have just heard, that is not always the case. Please read the portion of Mokuna Eono that discusses the several uses of ua. Ke painu nei marks an action, hamani or hehele, taking place in the present in a location near the speaker. Ke painuala also marks an action, hamani or hehele, taking place in the present but in a location at a distance from the speaker. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. Ke ai nei oia. He is eating near the speaker. Ke ai ala oia. He is eating at a distance from the speaker. Ke au au nei o lani. Lani is bathing near the speaker. Ke au au ala o lani. Lani is bathing at a distance from the speaker. With a'ano, ke painunei and ke painuala mark conditions in the process of being completed. In English, the words becoming or getting are usually added to translate ke painunei and ke painuala with an a'ano. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. Ke vela nei kawai. The water is getting hot near the speaker. Ke vela ala kawai. The water is getting hot at a distance from the speaker. Ke kaika nei lakou. They are getting strong near the speaker. Ke kaika ala lakou. They are getting strong at a distance from the speaker. Now let's translate a few pepeke using hamani, hehele, and a'ano with the maka painu, ke nei, and ke ala. How would you say, my friend is cooking and she is in the same room with you? Ai, ke kuke nei ko'u ho aloha. The Chinese food is becoming cooked and ready to eat. It is being prepared at a restaurant downtown. Ai, ke mo'a ala ka mea ai pake. Kimo is bringing the pig meat. He is a few miles away and driving to your location. Ai, ke lawe mai nei o Kimo I ka i'o pua'a. She is getting hungry. She is standing right next to you. Ai, ke pō loli nei oia. Mai ka ino. E painu ana marks an action or condition as going to happen. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. E ku ai ana laua. They too are going to buy. E hele mai ana o Kimo. Kimo is going to come. E kaulana ana oe. You are going to be famous. E vela ana kawai. The water is going to be hot. E painu ana can also mark an action as in the process of occurring in the present, past, or future, depending on the context. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. E ai ana maua. We, he and I, are eating. We were eating. We will be eating. E au au ana na haumana. The students are bathing. The students were bathing. The students will be bathing. E vela ana kawai. The water is getting hot. The water was getting hot. The water will be getting hot. Let's translate a few pepeke using hamani, hehele, and a'ano with the maka painu e ana. How would you say, my friend is going to cook? Ai, e kuke ana ko uho aloha. The Chinese food is going to be cooked and ready to eat. Ai, e mo'a ana ka mea ai pake. Kimo was bringing the pig meat. Ai, e lawe mai ana o Kimo I ka i'o pua'a. She is going to get hungry. Ai, e pōloli ana oia. Mai ka ino. In the following e painu ana examples, the English word going has nothing to do with the idea of movement. It is just a way in English to tell that something will happen at a future time. Be careful not to translate going, which indicates a future time, with the word hele. Use e painuana instead. Here are some examples. E ho'olohe mai o. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. E aiana oia. He is going to eat. E ho'i mai ana au. I am going to come back. E hele ana mākou. We are going to go. You should also note that the difference between e painu ana and ke painu nei, when used in the present, is that ke painu nei gives a stronger emphasis on the action taking place at this very moment. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. E hana ana oia. He's working. Ke hana nei oia. He's working at this very moment. The appearance of the painu without maka painu indicates a habitual action or state, an unchanging truth or a generalization. Listen to the following examples and e ho'opili mai. Ue keia kaikamahine makahale pule. This girl cries at church as a general habit. Hele oe ike kauna. You go to town on a regular basis. Noho oia mea'u. She sits with me normally. Nui o Mauna Kea. Mauna Kea is large, an unchanging truth. Let's translate a few pepeke using hamani, hehele, and a'ano with no maka painu. How would you say, my friend cooks? That is, it is something that he regularly does. Ae. Kuke ko'u ho'aloha. Kimo brings the pig meat. Ai, lave mai o Kimo I ka I o pua'a. Now let's translate a few pepeke using the various maka painu that we have learned. Say, Kaleo folks are mixing the poi. Right now and near you. Ai, ke ho'owali nei o kaleo mā I ka poi I kēia manawa. Say, this girl likes awa. Ai, makemake kēia kaikamahine I ka awa. Say, you will see my parents at the party. Ai, e ike ana oe I ko'u mau mākua ma ka pā'ina. Say, the boys are singing at church right now. The church is on the other side of the island. Ai, ke hi meni ala na ke ki kane ma ka hale pule. Mai ka ino. Mai ka ino. The olelo no e ao for this podcast is e pū pū kahi, which means to be united in thought. E pū pū kahi. Ahui hou no o kainani keia. Aloha.